BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Back on the Boss Man Show, champions of the South, Sun Belt Conference here, man. Coach Marlon's come on so many times. They're raging cages out of Lafayette, Louisiana. Coach Bob Marlon, Coach, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Coach, I'm doing well. My birthday is tomorrow, so I can't complain one bit, man.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Yeah, I'll be 37 years old tomorrow, Coach.
Well, hey, early happy birthday, and just so you know, I had one during the tournament. I'm not going to give you my age, but.
Yeah, hey, you was working on your birthday. Yeah, yours the fifth, but yeah.
and it was a win. That's a neat thing. And 30 years to be a head coach and to win on your birthday is always special, and I've won most of them, so.
Yeah, it's good to always win on your birthday, like you said, man. And March is a great month for us. March Madness is very fun. So we have a great month. We have our birthdays in, Coach.
Yes. Oh, I love March. It's an exciting time.
And Coach, you have gone to it for the second time as the NCAA tournament, being in Louisiana Lafayette, man. How does it feel to go back again after all those years not going?
It's exciting. I mean, we felt like we were going to go in 18, and we had a couple of injuries. We set a school record for wins with 27 wins. We got upset in the semifinals of the tournament. One of our best players was sick and couldn't play, and we had to settle on the NIT. But to get back to the tournament's important. You know, we've been in the tournament semifinals 7 of the last 10 years, so we're consistent, and we give ourselves a chance every year. And you know, Georgia State got us a few times in the tournament, but this year we were able to come out on top.
No doubt, Coach. You've been there 13 years, Coach Marlon, and you get your fifth 20-win season. A lot of seasons where you've won or been 500. So about coming into a new place as you did, reach this job in 2010, and build it the way you've built it now, and what a consistent formula to a winning culture every year, wanting guys to come in who understand this is a program that wins. We're about winning a year, not nothing else.
Yeah, it's challenge when you take over a program or to be consistent with it. And it starts with character and good coaches, good players. And then we serve our players and really try to help them and make it all about them. And we've spent so much time with this group this year that I think it's really paid off for us, including a foreign trip to Puerto Rico in August, where we really came together as a group.
Can you kind of throw my thunder there, Coach? Let's ask you about that trip. Did you think that trip to Puerto Rico, the workout this summer, kind of gave you an idea in the fall practice to say, hey, we have something special here this year. We make some noise in the Sun Belt this year and maybe win this thing?
Yes. Well, first of all, we went in 2013 to Spain for 8 days. Madrid and Barcelona with Alfred Payton and Sean Long and that team, and we won the championship. And then in 16, we went to Cuba for a week, and that was an experience. And that was the year we won 27 games. We won a championship. And this year we go to Puerto Rico and we win a championship. So there's definitely something there. We knew we had a good group going into summer. Terrence Lewis didn't sign until 1st of July, and he did not go on the Puerto Rico trip. And then he handled that perfectly. He said, "Coach, I don't want to come in and practice 3 days." And he was finishing his degree. So I don't want to come and practice 3 days, go to Puerto Rico. I don't think that sends the right message. And that's the kind of kid Terrence is. And he did a great job fitting in our team. He's been a huge part of our success. So we knew we had something good. But yeah, Puerto Rico validated it to some degree.
No doubt, Coach. You know, down there, being there in Lafayette with you guys, man, you come out there to play basketball and work on your games. I like New Orleans or Baton Rouge where you can just go out and have a good time. From the Lafayette, you're about to get your degree in playing ball. So do you feel like your location helps guys focus on getting better, developing their mental, developing on the court, and being a better player overall?
Yeah, we've got seven guys from Louisiana on our roster, and we've got three from the Acadiana area, two from Lafayette, Jalen Dalcourt, Greg Williams, and then Karen Crow, Joe Charles. Those guys being at home, and it's been a great atmosphere all year. We went undefeated at home in the Cajun Dome this year, first time in 38-year history of the building, and the first time in 50 years that we had gone undefeated at home back to 1973, so half a century. And these guys have embraced that. They've embraced the conference, and now they're embracing the NCAA.
And Coach Marlon, for those who don't understand that, how the Cajun Dome is, tell them about the environment in the Cajun Dome, how the environment, how the students is, the fans are, and how it gives your players an extra boost to play there. Watch it on TV, man. It can be a fun environment to be in.
It's an excellent environment, and they redid the interior of the Cajun Dome in 2016, and it's almost like an NBA arena. It's really pretty. And the crowd gets into it. We feed off our crowd. They're passionate fans. They always have been. We led the league in attendance from like 10 of my first 12 years here. This year we did not, but we still had great crowds, and they witnessed an undefeated season.
No doubt, Coach. The best kiss, man. What was your mindset of your team going to the tournament? Because I know you had come off of losing 3 out of 4 and won 2 more in last regular season here and then going to the tournament. So what was your team's mindset going in after that little bad stretch, winning those 2 games, refocusing their mind to go to Pensacola and get this job done?
Yeah, we knew that we had a team that could win it. We were picked first back by the coaches for Sunbelt Conference Media Days back in the fall. Jordan Brown was pick preseason player of the year, and we just embraced that, and we can continue to feed off of it. And losing 3 of 4, we'd won 10 in a row, and we beat Marshall, and Jordan Brown had 26 and 20 in that game. And then we go to Southern Mississippi. They have 8,100 people there, the biggest crowd they've had in 15 years, and we're up 5 at halftime and lose the game in the second half. Then we go to Troy, who finished 5th. They had just beaten South Alabama Thursday night, big rival game for them. And you know how good South Alabama had been playing. And they carried that over and beat us. I think we had had a lot of success against Troy, maybe 16-2 against them in my time here. And we were up 5 at halftime. We got outplayed the second half. And then we came home, we beat Monroe, and we go to James Madison. And they're 4th seed in our tournament. They're a very good team, too, well-coached. And we had the lead in this game with about 7 minutes to go. And 5 minutes to go, Jordan Brown was fouled out of the game. He didn't foul out, but he was fouled out of the game. And we lost that game by 6. So we played maybe our 3 toughest road games at the end of the season.
No doubt, Coach. And I feel like this, Coach, you know, for you guys, man, your league is like, tough. A lot of you had 9 wins in your league. I mean, from top to bottom, even going to Georgia State or going to Arkansas State, it's not easy. You know, so talk about the depth of your league and how the talent pool in that Sunbelt Conference is very tough. So we ought to win what you want, 13 games plus 3 in the tournament. This is an accomplishment because how tough your league is from top to bottom.
Yeah, we finished 2nd by 1 game. We were 13-5, and that's why those 3 or 4 really pop up to people, because we just needed one more to win the league. But we split with Southern Miss and we beat Marshall one time. So, but the league's gotten better. And the new additions that came in, Old Dominion, James Madison, Marshall, and Southern Miss, have all been really good in basketball this year, and they've made this league really good. I feel like it's the best the league's been in 10 years.
No doubt, Coach. Defensively, Coach, you held Georgia Southern to 49 points, 58 points. You know, the D hold Southern about 66 points. Richie does a great job. Talk about defensive effort you guys put in against Coley, because I think, as you and I both know this from Coach, you coaching me watching basketball, defense and intangibles winning games. Because on these possessions, you can defend like crazy, hold teams to low percentages, hold them down, you can win games.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the intangible part because this team has intangibles, not just on defense, but we have some things that some teams I've coached don't have. And that makes it special. But our defense wasn't great throughout the year. We had our ups and downs. And we told the guys going in, you know, defense travels. We're going to go be the best defensive team there in the tournament. And I would think we were one of the better ones there.
No doubt, Coach. Now, what I also love about, you know, what you, the intangible pieces of us, because lots of times fans don't understand this. The games are won by free throw blackout or loose ball here or there, ball here and there. So the little small things add up to big things. You all played a lot of close games this year. And I thought those intangible pieces helped you all win them close games. Plus, you don't get good at close games unless you're playing them. You can do it in practice all you want to, but not the same when you have referees and other opponent really learn how to win a close game.
Yeah, we had been fortunate, and we didn't have too many close games this year, but as you get in the tournament, everything's magnified, right? And we do a drill this year that we've never done. One of our coaches brought it to us, and we do it almost every day, and it's called pressure free throw blockout, and it takes about 30 seconds, but we do it every day. And then when you get in that situation at the end of a game, and you know that you got to be solid with it, it certainly helps you. So the intangibles play a big part in it.
And Coach Marlon, I think you have a very deep roster. I feel like up and down your roster, guys in your rotation can contribute every night. So what about knowing that you can go to 9-10 guys? I know you got Jordan Brown, yes, but also you got other guys who contribute on a given night to help you if somebody has an off night.
Yeah, absolutely. Jordan was preseason player of the year. He didn't get it, unfortunately, but he received the most votes for the all-conference team. And then Greg Williams made second team. He wasn't able to score in the tournament. He didn't play the second half. He got injured in the semifinals, and we hope to have him back for the NCAA tournament. And Kobe Julian, a guy that didn't start playing on Christmas, he was a second team preseason pick, and he was an all-conference player last year. But Terrence Lewis, Jalen Dalcourt, Themis Fulks played great for us this year. Mike Thomas, Joe Charles, Isaiah Richards. We've got a good group, and we feel like we've got eight or nine guys that could be starters.
No doubt. That's very important to tournament time because, you know, I tell you what, having depth is very, very, very important. And, Coach, for you, man, having a team like you have, man, talk about them off the court. I've watched the game. I feel like your team's very connected, very in tune with each other. And it was very much one as one. It wasn't about even the guys who were playing cheering the teammates on. So talk about having an environment where guys cheer each other on, even if they get the things they want. They see the bigger good, which is the team.
No, that's a great point, and I'm glad you brought it up because this group is more connected maybe than any group I've had. And I've had some good ones, but this group's just different. I told someone the other day, it's like raising a family. I mean, you've got all these children, they're all different, you know, and you get mad at some of them. Some of them aren't as good a student as others. Some of them may get in trouble. They're not all going to be A students, but you have to max out and love each other. And this group has really committed to the team. I mean, more so than any team I think I've ever coached. And I think that'll help us next week.
No doubt, Coach. Last one for you, Coach. Do y'all have anything planned for the Cajun Dome this weekend or Saturday, Sunday? So people come watch you guys and cheer on with you, see where you all be playing next week?
Yeah, we're going to go to Walk-On's restaurant here and have some of our boosters there and some people, have the team there for Sunday for the selection show. And then we'll leave right from there and go immediately back to the office and start working. We've been looking at 8 or 10 teams right now we think we might play. So we'll get that narrowed down pretty quick on Sunday. And then Monday's practice, we'll know.
No doubt. Coach Marlon, I was going to talk to you. Coach Marlon, congrats on the win, man. I hope you get a win in that bracket, man, and get you guys some more notoriety on that big stage, man.
I appreciate it. Appreciate you every time. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Have a good one now.
All right. Take care. Keep in touch.
Will do, Coach. Thank you.
All right.
BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.